It is 1:30, if everybody's ready, we have some representatives here. So it is 1:30 p.m. I want to welcome all of you to the Los Alamos County Board of County Commissioners work session on this August 15, 2023. I'm calling the meeting to order, and I ask you to rise for an invocation by Commissioner Luis Lopez and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for allowing us together, making decisions on your presence, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and join publicly and praise your name, Lord. We also ask you to protect our children and the youth as they go back to school in our communities and protect them on their way to and from. In your heavenly name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, our commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Duncan.
Commissioner
Hess.
Here. Commissioner Weiss-Morris.
Here.
Commissioner Peterson.
I am here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Weiss-Morris.
Yes.
Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson.
Yes, well, I want to welcome once again all of you here to this work session. We have scheduled 30 minutes. We do have a hard stop because we have another one going into at 2 p.m. And let me remind us, for purpose of our discussion today, that no decisions will be made here today. We'll take any recommendation and no discussion under recommendation. We will, if there is a decision that has to be made out of this particular meeting today, this is going to be an information exchange, then we will proceed with those decisions at a subsequent meeting. So let me welcome all of you here. And who is going to, I'm going to yield the floor to whomever.
Mr. Richards,
would you want to come up so we can, for anyone that is online?
I will just open it up. Joe Richards, municipal manager for this county. I've had a couple meetings with Noah's Ark. I met once with their staff and then once with their executive board, talking about selfishly the needs of emergency management and time of crisis. So we have place to place animals that are safe and secure, and you know, helping the homeowners and those in distress as they leave. We talked a little bit about opening up the animals, acceptable animals from the county, not just the city. And in review of that, they responsible to help out some help and financing. So this is where we're close to this meeting today. So I'm going to start that dialogue. I'm selfishly wanting to help because they help my needs. But it also helps the community. I would like to use the personnel to help train volunteers so they can care for animals efficiently, and not only maybe the fairgrounds meeting in their facility as well in a time of crisis. How do we help them get more space? How do we all that stuff? So that being said, I would open it to them. We have no formal agenda, should have kind of, like you said, kind of a discussion on how we can spend work with that. Because everybody seems to be open and willing to help the community right now, so we want to take advantage of that and help each other out. So, yes. Yeah, I would yield it to those who are.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I'm speaking to that so the people online can hear you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my name is Sue Fisher. I'm the new executive director at Amazon. I'd like to kind of start off by saying that I am in animal welfare, have been for 20 years. I'm actually from the rescue world, so I believe in let's I have the mentality of let's save them all, but in reality, we can't. And I really hate having to say that, but it's true, really can't do that. As a rescue person, would love to be able to help the whole county with Tulsa Adams, but we can't. Shelter cannot do it. We don't have the size capacity to be able to do that. With the population of Trinidad being about 8,000 in 2001, and the population of Los Angeles totally also like that 2001 is about 14,500. We can't even, as a city shelter, handle all the panels that we don't have. So realistically, one thing we can really do, we have to double or triple the size of the facility. The facility is owned by the city of Trinidad. The property, the building and the property, we have a contract with the city to provide services to the city of Trinidad. If there was truly a way I could help out with the county, I would do it, but I can't. So it costs us approximately $23 a day per animal in the shelter. The average stay is usually about 45 days. We have the capacity of approximately 90 animals at a time. Our dog population can only be, for large dogs, can only be 30. But here comes the problem. That's good for the first 30 days. As soon as the dog ends up being there for 31 to 60 days, we have to double the size of the kennel, which means now it has to be two kennels versus one. That means another dog cannot come in. If they have to be there until for 6 months, then the kennel has to triple the size. So now we have one dog in the spot for three dogs.
And is that a regulation on the Department of
Agriculture? Yes, direct for the do I wish we could change that? I wish we could, but I can't. As soon as I do, we'll be in violation of APRA regulations, and then everybody's in trouble. So right now, today, we have 89 animals in our facility, or within our care. We have 17 foster homes. If I had everybody in Los Angeles and Trinidad being foster parents, we could help them all. But that's not realistic either.
So then, once again, thank you so much, Ms. Fisher, for being here today. I think the conversation, and if I understood the concept of our San Luis County Emergency Manager, is if we have, as of recent, we had a fire west of San Luis County, west of Trinidad, and that prompted, we were getting phone calls. I have so many pets that we might need to relocate. And I think if I'm understanding properly, you are really pretty much at 99.9% capacity.
Usually, yes.
Yes, and so from the perspective, I think, Mr. Richards, you said that if we can use NOAA's ARC perhaps to train volunteers, we would have to seek other locations in the event that we have an incident and we have to evacuate and house. And what is the largest animal that dogs and...
Dogs is the largest. We cannot help livestock.
Okay, very good.
So, if I can, please, Simon and Chair, about 6 months ago, Councilwoman Grego and I spoke of a regulation that your Noah's Ark had to be in compliance with, and it was through an emergency management plan. And that time, I introduced her or phone number to Mr. Richards, and then also they found out that the fire chief, Chief Bacharach, was in the city. Has that plan been organized and implemented for your organization at this time?
No, I have the plan all written up, other then we do not know where we're going to go if we had to evacuate. Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of what we're here today, kind of to coexist. So my next question is, you mentioned that, you know, in a perfect world, we have a bigger facility for the county, but you don't take county animals. So how do we implement this? And let's even back up 20, 30 years ago, probably, when maybe, was it 30 years now, Noah's Ark's been going 20 plus years?
That's so.
And before, it was run by the city animal shelter. The city had their own animal control. And the reason why they did it is because they had ordinances for dogs at large. The county don't, so that's why there's no facilities for the counties to enforce those. And I think that's what created this many, many, many years ago, way before I was probably just a kid at the time, for dogs at large. And then so the city didn't want to run it no more, and that's why Noah's Ark was developed out of this. And because of an ordinance that the city has. So they're basically implementing law enforcement or code enforcement. So they had to have an organization run it, and the city didn't want to run it more, so now Noah's Ark has it. So ever since then, it's a city issue, and that's why they don't take county dogs. Now, I had my own incident with Noah's Ark a year ago, where they called the police on me because the dog was in the county, and I talked to the fire chief, who was my neighbor across the river, and I said, is this your dog? And he said, no, I'm calving right now. It's in my yard. I'm going to shoot it. I said, okay, Dave, I'll take it to Noah's Ark. Take it to Noah's Ark. I go down there and I tell the volunteers exactly that story. They called the police on me and misunderstood me that I was going to shoot the dog. At the time, the director was a gentleman. I don't know who was your predecessor before you. And he apologized. And so at the time, they asked me, where's the dog from? So I said, what does it matter? Well, did it come from the city or the county? It's like, what does it matter? Do you get funding from the county? Well, I think we do. Well, yes, we do. You get grants. So what does it matter where the dog's from? Because they were going to refuse shelter the dog. So, and I've got to get to you in a minute. It's very long. So that's the dilemma I have as a commissioner when we assist a group that won't assist the other hand. One hand won't wash the other. Now, if it's a size capacity, I understand that. But we also love animals and want to protect them from being shot in the county or run over and stuff like that. So how do we bridge that gap? Ben, Mr. Strago, you wanted to
speak? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Uh-oh, you got a boot on.
Yeah, I was in a bar. I apologize for being late. It's really hard to get in there, especially if you're kind of handicapped. But if anybody else wants to speak, please. So I understand your angst. And we have the same angst that you do. But there's a history with Noah's Ark in the city that has gotten us to this point. So let me, as I see it, let me see what maybe the solution can be. And I understand your dilemma, because I was told that you were not a happy camper when you came to the animal shelter. And I understand that completely. So when Noah's Ark was formed many, many years ago, I was not on board then. Okay. So a group of ladies in Trinidad, I don't know if you want this history, I'll make it quick, but a group of women in Trinidad wanted to stop the euthanasia rate that the city had on their animals. So if you remember the Burger King is at now, that was the animal shelter. There were seven cages at top there. So what happened, if those dogs were there for 3 days, nobody claimed them, they were euthanized. So these women got together and said, I think we could do a better job. So that evolved into what we have today. The shelter was never used at that point. It was all foster dogs. So if there was an animal that was getting ready to be euthanized, we had a network of people that would bring these dogs to their home and get them down to them. So fast forward to now, the property where the old shelter is at now was sold. So Noah's Ark was told you have to get out of there. So at the time, the city contracted to build the structure you see now.
Okay.
So lo and behold, if there wasn't bad luck, there'd be no luck at all. We started that facility. I was on council at the time. Okay, so bam, COVID. That structure, as you see it now, was, I'd say, at least 30 to 40% less than what it was originally meant to be. But the old shelter, we were able, we had the capacity. Actually, the old shelter had more capacity than the new shelter. But the problem with the old shelter was, number one, it didn't own, wasn't owned by the city anymore. And number two, PACFA, who is the animal protection arm of the Department of Agriculture, kept just letting us slide because they knew they didn't keep that facility open, that those animals didn't have any place to go. So now we've got the new shelter. We did regular inspections, and we were deemed by PACFA because we had too many animals. So we have one animal, his name is Zeus. How many months was Zeus there? About
six, almost seven months.
7 months. Court ordered because it was an abuse animal. So you get this 90-pound dog. After X amount of days, you have to increase his space. By the time we got Zeus adopted, well, first we had to have the court relinquish, let us take care of him. By the time that was done, he needed a room, not a kennel, a room. So getting back to your dilemma, I think what Noah's Ark, and I'd like to get the city involved with this. I think Mr. Ruger needs to come and have further discussions on this. But I think what needs to happen is maybe we could start out with the county like our organization did. We can start out with the foster program. What we do have is volunteers. What we don't have is money and shelter space. So I'm thinking we need to do something. We have to start the dialogue. We have to come to a commonality. So that's my sad story.
And I appreciate it. So where do we go from there? That's a big question. How do we bridge that gap with politics, with ordinances, and protecting of the animals that we all care for? And just so everyone knows, I have 2 cats, 4 dogs, 3 horses, 20-some rabbits, 30 ducks and chickens. And we have a small farm. Our family's very animal friendly. And so as a government, though, and county commissioner, when we don't have an ordinance in place at the county level, it's hard to justify spending that money. That's why we did the grant process through the excess funds about four years ago. And that's why that is there to assist. And that was voter approved and those things. So that maybe you can leverage that money if you qualify for next year's rounds of grants to assist in that foster program at this point. So I'm just throwing some ideas talking off the top of my head. But as far as committing dollars to assist, that would have to be an intergovernmental agreement with you and City Council.
Right.
And we can look at that, start having the conversation. I don't have an issue with that either. But I think what we're here today for is to make sure you guys have an emergency management coexisting plan.
I wasn't quite clear what you wanted from us, but by the ACFA regulations, we do have to have an emergency
shelter. Back in, I think, the mutual aid-wise, I think the county would be, I have issues, be more than willing to assist in an emergency situation, of course.
Yeah, and I think we have in the past, when there was a fire about 7 years ago, by the Gulner Regular area, all of the volunteers in Noah's Ark and we were in the little shelter at that time. We ran down there on standby, waiting to take animals in. We bring whatever we could take and put into the shelter, we did. And then there were people willing to take animals and foster care programs. So I think that's probably the first step, but you got to understand, Commissioner Lopez, the facility that we have now, because possibly because of COVID as well, it went from $1 million project to 1.5. That's what our places of lesser.
Is the property available to be expanded upon?
It's all city property, but I think we need to get you in contact with Mr. Worker and see if there's a possibility. There's city property. Remember that old water tank they had behind the power plant? They took that all out and it was at the request of NOMSAR. So there is land out there. We, by PATFO regulations, have to put a play area in the back for the dogs. Okay, so part of that is already assigned to that play area. But I think, you know, I think it's a doable situation.
So I think if we have some meetings with Mr. Ruger, I know there's grants out there, Department of Local Affairs, if the county was to assist in something like that and partner with not with your organization, because you would have to be in the city of Trinidad because the city owns the property, you're just the tenant at zero cost, I'm assuming, other than your expenditures.
Yeah, no, but I think our budget last year, Craig was super right, and I even spent close to $600,000.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at as you go through the process of when you mentioned $23 for paper and more, I mean, that's a huge expense on a yearly basis. But I really think that our dialogue and conversation is we are inviting a representative from USDA, the executive director for the state of Colorado is going to be here in Los Angeles County. And so we're going to have, of course, the city, and we'll be certain to invite all of you. Then we also have a Commissioner Luis Lopez serves on this Otero County, Otero Partners Incorporated, kind of a loan process, grants, IE. And then we have, as of a couple of days ago, we met with the state treasurer. And so he too mentioned some ideas. So I think the conversation for us, and just kind of bringing us back to the conversation that Mr. Richard introduced in the last fire, I got a phone call that I sent back to him because I really didn't know what to do. Somebody called me and said, we might have, I don't know how many cats.
Seven cats
that needed to be rescued. And let me tell you, I was speechless. Let me see what we can do. We went through the process, but what you're telling me is you're upgrading at capacity, and the foster care program probably is gonna be in the event, and I know there are so many people in the county that mean so well and volunteers, that
the cost of food has gone so high for most people. So that's why they're, and a lot of animals are dumped in the county. That's when those county folks bring them in, because they found them on a county road somewhere from somebody, and it's unfortunate. So I have no issue with my fellow board members of Mr. Richards working with your emergency manager and figuring out a plan of coexisting on a mutual aid type basis on emergency situations. But let me be very clear, if the commissioners and we start to work out something with the city of coexisting in a shelter or and living with Noah's Ark as the operator of that shelter, that it will be open to all county and city if that comes to fruition. That's got to be, if we're going to be putting county dollars into it, it better be available just like any other entity would be that has county funding. So, and if that comes a year or two or three down the road for expansion, because we already know your capacity is at that level, and whatever that looks like at that point in time, I think it's only fair to the county constituents that they would have access to that shelter as well.
I think you see, our problem is the physical structure we're lacking. Our knowledge, we're great, we've got wealth of knowledge and animal care. I think maybe our first step for emergency situations is to start with a foster care program in case of emergency. I'm sure Sue and all of them have they're knowledgeable way more than I am about animal care. To get this started, or if you get, you know, in case of an emergency. And do you know anything about just relax the rules in an emergency situation?
Temporarily, but not really. But with this last fire that was here, I don't know what you called it, but I was prepared for phone calls to have. And
yes,
we would help if we were called. I did hear that there was a possibility of some cats needing help, but I said yes, bring them over. We were waiting on it. It didn't happen.
And I think that's what it's all about, protecting these animals and assisting them. At this point, with Mr. Richards' emergency management office, I have, with Warren Campus, his direct boss, and then they can figure out what they can help and assist with, and you guys can come. Then they can bring it before the board. We can make a decision on it at that time. If Mr. Richards addressed your judgment to move forward with this organization and see how the county can possibly assist in the existence with the Warren Camp and legal counsel, make sure.
Yes. And we can't solve everything all at one time, so it's baby steps kind of movement. But my wife and I are monthly contributors. We believe in Noah's Ark. We support it personally. Foster care is a great thing. We can contact other organizations, Great Dane Club, Foster Club, Rescue Clubs in Denver. They all like to help out foster care. From my standpoint, we need to start small, get the foster program going, and what happens if they're overloaded there? Can we go to the fairgrounds to provide staff to help us leave animals there? We're going to register them, identify them with the owners so that we know who's who, and how we care for them. So, again, baby steps to get us started. That's, I think, with your intention, Commissioner, when you ask me to contact them to get the ball rolling. And I think it'll have a more global effect eventually. But right now, we need to focus on this a little bit. Get your emergency management program put together, get mine working with the state fairgrounds or the county fairgrounds, and get the personnel trained to help. In a crisis.
And as we move forward, we do have a master plan for the county fairgrounds, so just keep that in mind when you're going to try to count how that could possibly meander away from that or expand on that, the capacity. And who knows, even with Mr. Armando Valdez coming, that might be an opportunity to speak to him or Ruger or him to make a coexist of a facility. Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there now.
Right now, we have nothing. So we need to work together to create something.
So
it's starting to have some building blocks.
Thank you, Mr. Richards.
And we could start a foster program right away. I have experience with that. I have run a rescue for over 20 years in Colorado Springs with over 100 foster homes. So it can be done.
So I encourage you to reach out to county residents to become foster parents as well, because they have the space.
Right.
That, and they have the barns and the old sheds, and they're not doing cattle anymore, possibly, or they might get some luck there finding some volunteers. So, because if I didn't have all the animals I just told you about, we could probably just know. I know my wife would be loving it.
Take him up on that offer. So
I will do that. Everybody who has a spare couch in their homes, hey, we can use you as a foster parent.
Very good. Commissioner Hudson,
thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you so much. It was a very, very fruitful conversation. And thank you, Mr. Richards, Ms. Fisher, and all of you for being here today. I think it's the beginning of a conversation of many possibilities for both county and city. So
yes.
I really want to thank you. And I sincerely we have our next group of presenters in the room, so we're going to go ahead and move on. But I want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so
motion
much.
Motion to adjourn. Board.
Second.
I'm going to try. I'm on probation.
So. Carol.
It's so good.